ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल द सिस्टम ऑफ यूनिवर्सल मैनेजमेंट टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। श्रीराज उवाच मन्वन्तरेषु भगवान् यथा मन्व आदस्य मे यस्मिन् कर्माणि येन नियुक्तास्तद्वदस्व मे। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। महाराज परीक्षित इंक्वायर्ड, ओ मोस्ट ऑपुलेंट सुखदेव गोस्वामी, प्लीज एक्सप्लेन टू मी हाउ मनु द अदर्स इन ईच मनवंतर आर एंगेज इन देर रिस्पेक्टिव ड्यूटीज एंड बाय हूज ऑर्डर दे आर सो एंगेज। दिस इज नो पर्पट, सो वील रीड द नेक्स्ट वर्स। मनवो मनु पुत्रश्च मुनयश्च महीपते इन्द्रः सूरगणाश्चैव सर्वे पुरुषः सनातनः। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड द मनुज, द सन्स ऑफ मनुज, द ग्रेट सेजेस, द इंद्रास एंड ऑल डेमिगॉड्स ओ किंग आर अपॉइंटेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इन हिज वेरियस इनकार्नेशंस सच एज यज्ञ। यज्ञाद्यो यः कथितः पुरुषस्य तन्वो नृप मन्व आद्यो जगत्यात्रिं नयन्त्यादिभि प्रचोदितः। ट्रांसलेशन, ओ किंग, आई हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड टू यू वेरियस इनकार्नेशंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड सच एज यज्ञ। द मनुज एंड अदर्स आर चूजन बाय दीज इनकार्नेशंस अंडर हूज डायरेक्शन दे कंडक्ट द यूनिवर्सल अफेयर। चतुर्युगान्ते कालेन ग्रस्तान् क्षुतिर्गना यथा तपसा ऋषयो पश्यान् यतो धर्म सनातनः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। एट द एंड ऑफ एवरी फोर युगास द ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स अपॉन सीइंग दैट द एटर्नल ऑक्युपेशनल ड्यूटीज ऑफ द मैनकाइंड have been misused, re-establish the principle of religion. Purport. In this verse, the word dharmaha and sanatanaha are very important. Sanatana means eternal and dharma means occupational duties. From Satyuga to Kali Yuga, the principles of religion and occupational duty gradually deteriorate. In Satyuga, the religious principles are observed in full, without deviation. In Treta Yuga, however, these principles are somewhat neglected and only 3/4 of the religious duties continue. In Dwapar Yuga, only half of the religious principles continue. And in Kali Yuga, only 1/4 of the religious principles which gradually disappear. At the end of Kali Yuga, the principle of religion or the occupational duties of humanity are almost lost. Indeed, in this Kali Yuga, we have passed through only 5,000 years, yet the decline of Sanatana Dharma is very prominent. The duty of saintly person, therefore, is to take up seriously the cause of Sanatana Dharma and try to re-establish it for the benefit of the entire human society. The Krishna conscious movement has been started according to this principle. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12.3.51, कलेर्दोषो निधे राजन् अस्ति हि एको महान् गुणः कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गः परं व्रजेत्। द एंटायर कलियुगा इज फुल ऑफ फॉल्ट्स, इट इज लाइक एन अनलिमिटेड ओशन ऑफ फॉल्ट्स, बट द कृष्ण कॉन्शियस मूवमेंट इज वेरी ऑथराइज्ड। देयरफॉर फॉलोइंग इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, हु 500 इयर्स एगो इनॉग्रेटेड द मूवमेंट ऑफ संकीर्तन, Krishna Kirtan, we are trying to introduce this movement according to superior orders all over the world. Now, if the inaugurator of this movement strictly follows the regulative principles and spread this movement for the benefit of all human society, they will certainly usher in a new way of life by establishing Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupational duties of humanity. The eternal occupational duty of human being is to serve Krishna. Jivere Swarubhai Krishna Rintadas. This is the purport of Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means Nitya or eternal, and Krishna Das means servant of Krishna. The eternal occupational duty of human being is to serve Krishna. This is the sum and substance of Krishna conscious movement. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse it is explained, at the end of every four yugas, the great saintly persons, upon seeing this eternal occupational duties of the mankind have been misused, re-establish the principle of religion. So we see that as in one day of Brahma, there are thousand cycles of this Satyayuga, Tritayuga, Dwaparayuga and Kaliyuga. It's a perfect creation of the Supreme Lord that when the universe is created, first comes the Satyayuga, which is a golden age, and then Tritayuga, that is the second, that is silver age, and then third is copper age, that is Dwaparayuga, and then third Kaliyuga, the fourth is Kaliyuga, that is iron age. So this is a system that God has created, Krishna has created, that in the Satyayuga people will be very pious, and then slowly slowly degradation will take place till the Kaliyuga comes. In Kaliyuga people are very very corrupted, very very degraded. So here the word Dharma and Sanatana is explained. So as we say that we are the followers of Sanatana Dharma. So generally people many times ask that what is the name of your religion? In other religions, there is a specific name that the Muslims, they follow Islam, and the Christians, they follow Christianity. There is a particular name. So sometimes when the Hindus, the followers, who those who stay in India, when they are asked that what is your name of your religion, so people are so much confused. Some say it is Hindu, some say so many, there are so many different names. But actually from Bhagavatam, we can understand what is the exact name of a religion. The first is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means that refers to the soul. Because as purport, in the purport also, Prabhupada mentioned, Jivere Swarubhai Krishna Nityadas. So when you are referring to the soul, because we are all not this body but soul, eternal, which is eternally connected with Krishna. So when you talk about soul, then that is Sanatana Dharma. But when you talk about this body, because when the body comes into existence, when it takes birth, the body takes birth in this material world, it is due to the three modes of material nature. So then the body has to be classified in different caste. And therefore the body, the religion is Varnashram Dharma. Because the body has limitation, the soul doesn't have limitation. Because of so many births of our acquired consciousness, the body develops so many limitations. So Krishna has created these four varnas, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtim Guna Karma Vibhagasha, depending upon the qualities and his activity. Krishna has divided these four varnas and ashram. So first is Brahmana. So the Brahmana has his particular set of qualities. And then the Kshatriya has a particular set of qualities. So in broader sense, all the bodies fall in these four categories. Of course, in Kali Yuga, it is not so distinct. It's completely mixed up. But certainly when one is born in a Brahmin family, he has some certain type of qualities. If one is born in a Kshatriya family, he acquires that qualities. maybe 50% or 60%. Or if one is born in a Vaishya family, he acquires that. Because that previous birth's impressions are there. So in this way, one has to act according to this Varnashram Dharma. So for soul, it is Sanatan Dharma, and for the body, it is Varnashram Dharma. So now, as the ages progress, from Satya Yuga to Treta Yuga, then Dwapara Yuga, and then Kali Yuga, the spiritual knowledge, the secrets of spiritual knowledge are revealed more and more as the age progress. And simultaneously, the degradation also takes place simultaneously. Like first, when the universe was created, so that's that time, Lord Vishnu only gave two words to Lord Brahma, tapa. And the whole thing was contained in that tapa, these two words. If now somebody, it is said that you do tapa, then he will not understand what to do exactly. But Brahma could understand just by these two words, tapa. And he meditated for thousands of years, and then, and tene Brahma hridaya adi kavaye. So from his heart, he was completely enlightened. And then he spoke this Chaturshloki Bhagavat. And then from that four verses, then so many, then it expanded. Like there are four Vedas came into existence, then Upanishads, then Puranas. So in this way, we see that it is not that the whole Vedic literature was given at the time of creation. It was revealed slowly. It was revealed. And simultaneously, the degradation also takes place. As the age progresses, people become more demoniac. More and more people give up the practice of spirituality. So here, as in the purport, it is mentioned that how in Satya Yuga people are more pious than Treta Yuga, like that. So now we will see how this Kali Yuga is so degraded. What is that degradation means? So as Vyasdev is Trikal Gyani, he knows the past, present and future. So when he wrote the scripture, the scriptures are so perfect that they predict everything. And so sometimes when people read this Puranas and Itihasas, or especially Bhavishya Puran or Srimad Bhagavatam 12th Canto, there are so many predictions given. So then they say, no, how can the predictions be so exact? It must have been written now after the events have taken place. So this is what people, foolish people think. But as we know that the scriptures are apaurusha, that is directly given by Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord knows everything. As a manual contains all the information about the instrument, so similarly, the Vedas contain all the information of this universe. But only a person who is perfectly tuned, he can understand the real essence of that. So in the 12th canto, as in the beginning only, Saunakadi Rishis, they ask Sutu Goswami that how this age of Kali will be delivered. It's so fallen. Prayana Alpa Aishu Sabya Kolosmi Nyugejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadrata. So from the first canto, the prediction of Kali Yuga is given, that how they will be short-lived, duration of life will be very short, manda suman, and very dull, and very unfortunate, manda bhagya upadrata, and always will be disturbed. And in the 12th canto, in the first canto also, the very beautiful narration of Kali is explained, that how 5,000 years back Kali entered this world. So we should not think that Kali is some imaginary, fictitious, some symbolic thing. But Kali exists. He is a personality. And he entered when Krishna went, Swadhama Bhagate, Dharma Jnana Bhisaha. When Krishna went back to the spiritual world, that time Kali, he entered to to rule this planet. And he started doing all irreligious activity, especially when he when Parikshit Maharaj saw the cows, cow and a bull. So this Kali had actually chopped off, was beating the leg of the bull. And the cow was also not in a proper condition. So that time Parikshit Maharaj chastised this Kali and wanted to kill him immediately for this offense. But that time Kali, he took shelter of Parikshit Maharaj and then he surrendered. So according to the Kshatriya law, that anyone who surrenders, he may be the biggest offender, but if one surrenders, he has to be given shelter. So as a true Kshatriya, Parikshit Maharaj gave him shelter. But if he has to be given shelter, then there should be some place where he can reside. So that time, he asked for these four places. Abhyartidas tadas tasmai sthanani kalo dada dyutam panam striya suna yatra dharmas chaturvidha. So Parikshit Maharaj said that you can stay where is there is dyutam, that is where there is gambling, panam, that is intoxication, striya, that is where there is illicit sex, and suna, that is meat eating. So you can stay in those places. But when Parikshit Maharaj was ruling, so that time the places were not existing, these places. Everything was so pure. So then again, Kali punascha yachamanaya jatarupam adat prabhum taturinam madam kamam rajo vairam cha panchamam. So then again he inquired that actually there is no place existing here. So you should give me one more place. So again Parikshit Maharaj gave him the place where the gold is there. And wherever there is gold, there is falsity, as explained in this verse. So that's why Sukadeva Maharaj, he explains that Athetanina seveta bhukshu purusha kvachit vishvato dharmashilo raja lokapatir guru. So especially the leaders of the society, like the king, lokapatir, that is leaders, political leaders and gurus, they should not be engaged in such activities. So how the Kali Yuga starts degrading, what is this degradation, is explained in 12th canto. Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shocham kshamadaya kale nabalina raja neshkritya ayur balam smriti. So first is the leg, these are the four legs of the Sanatana Dharma. It is satyam, that is truthfulness, shocham, cleanliness, kshama, that is mercy. Kshama means forgiveness, and daya means mercy. But slowly, all will be completely destroyed. And also, ayur balam smriti, that is the duration of life, physical strength, and memory will be completely be destroyed. Dampatya abhiruchir hetur. So, men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction. So nowadays we see that how in the West, and also it is coming in the East, people don't get married, they just stay together. So just by some bodily attraction they stay there. Mayava vaiharike. And the success of the business is considered how much he earns money. If he is making money of the business, and he may be cheating, he may be deceitful, nobody cares that. But only if he is making money, then he is considered to be success. If he has many police case pending on him, court cases, so he may be going to jail many times, but still he will be considered very successful. Why? Because he has the power of money. Stritve pumsa cha hi ratir. So womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex. And here a man will be considered manly if he can have so many women around him, or woman will be considered womanly if he has She has many men around her. So that is what is the world has become. Vipratve sutram ivahi. So Brahmanas, by just wearing a thread, he will be considered Brahmana. So nowadays, when many times when we travel, so we find across many taxi walas and thela walas. So they also, their surname is also Mishra, Sharma, all Brahminical surnames they have. And when we go there and they also show their thread, sacred thread. So just by wearing thread, they consider themselves as to be Brahmanas. Lingam eva samashra khyato annuyati patim kshanam. The person's spiritual position will be ascertained by his external symbols. If a person is wearing saffron robes, he will be considered sannyasi. And so only it is external. If somebody has a big beard, long hair, then he will be considered sadhu. He may do anything, but he will be considered sadhu. Avrutti nyaya durlabham. A person propriety will be seriously questioned if he does not earn good living. So if one does not earn good living, then he will be considered unsuccessful. And then he will be not be taken seriously. Panditya chapalam vachah. So one who is very clever at jugglery words will be considered a learned scholar. So one who can speak very nicely or jugglery words, then he will be considered to very, very great pandit. And there are people filled with these things. There are so many organizations. And there is no philosophy, as Prabhupada says, that philosophy without religion is completely mental speculation. And religion without philosophy is completely sentimentalism. So that is what is prevalent in this world. So there are some class of men who are completely on mental platform. They just speculate philosophy. And then there are some people who are so fanatic, so sentimental. They don't understand the actual essence of religious principle. They are so fanatic on the basis of their birth. If somebody is born as a Hindu, he will say, I am a Hindu. And one is, if somebody is Muslim, he will say, I am a Muslim, and fight for that. So in this way, people just are on the external bodily platform. And then a person will be judged unholy if he does not have money. So if one does not have money, so people will not care. If somebody has money and he goes to some holy places, so many priests will come and try to perform some ritualistic activities for him, do yajna and everything. But if one doesn't have money, nobody cares. And then hypocrisy will be accepted as a virtue. And the marriages will be arranged simply by verbal agreement. So generally, there are so many samskaras, vivaha samskar, everything. There is yajna to be performed, there are so many witnesses. So nowadays, people don't follow any samskaras. And if a person has taken bath, then he is fit to appear in public. That is, will be considered like that. And if one and the bodily beauty is considered, how beautiful he has a hairstyle, lavanyam kesha dharanam. So depending upon his hairstyle, people will be considered beautiful. And if person maintains his family very nicely, then he is considered an expert person. Today's world, so we see people, that's why 99% of the people are just engaged in maintaining their family, working so hard just to maintain their family. So if you tell them to chant Hare Krishna and come to the temple, they will say, oh, very busy, we are very busy because we have to maintain our family. So people don't understand, actually the maintainer of everybody is the Supreme Lord. So people don't understand that, and simply they the kutumba bharane nava, just to maintain their family. They are working so hard. So in this way, Sukadeva Maharaj explains to Parikshit Maharaj that this Kali Yuga will be filled with corrupted people. So much corruption will take place and people will be so much fed up that they will give up cities, because the rulers will be completely thieves and rogues, and they will go to the forest and live on honey. So sometimes for devotees also, it is very frustrating because everything goes against when we come to Krishna consciousness. So we take it very seriously, and then we want the people who are with us or our surrounding friends or family, they should also take to Krishna consciousness immediately as we have taken to Krishna consciousness. So we try to change the people around us, and it becomes so hard that the people don't easily change, and a person get frustrated, and also he is being there are so many distractions in his life that he completely get frustrated. And many times we see that people give up Krishna consciousness. So the Kali Yuga may be so degraded, so fallen. In fact, as we see that it's a perfect plan of Kali, because he was given place in this four things, that is gambling, meat eating, intoxication and illicit sex. So if he has to rule this world, then he has to say that everywhere these four things happen. So everything which is created, whatever this technology, computers, internet, television, or cars, anything what is created, it is just created for these four purposes. So we see that this Kali personality, he has so many chelas, Kalir chelas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his Baul Sangi that ito ek Kalir chela. So Kali has many chelas, and their only duty is to promote these four things. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur in another song, he calls this Kali as Kali Kukura. So he calls Kali as a dog. And we can give an analogy, like if a dog has a rabies, if a mad dog, if he goes on biting each other, the people, then people will be afflicted with this rabies. So similarly, this Kali dog has bitten us, everybody. We are being bitten by this Kali. So that's why he recommends that Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Bhaya Nashana, Sri Sachinandana Gavali. So if you want to get rid of this rabies, the bite of Kali, then we have to sing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So that's why those who are really the intelligent people, like the Bhagavatam says, Kalim Sabhajayante Arya Guna Jnana Sama Bhagina Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Sarvasarto Bhilabhyate. So those who are intelligent people, they will be not be frustrated by seeing the degraded condition of Kali Yuga. But in fact, they will worship this Kali Yuga. Why? Because there is Asti Eko Mahan Guna. Kalir Dosho Nidharajan. In Prabhupada also, Prabhupada writes that Kalir Dosho Nidharajan. So we describe how this Kali Yuga is completely filled with faults. Everywhere you will see only faults in Kali Yuga. But Asti Eko Mahan Guna. There is only one very important thing in this Kali Yuga is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur also in one song he writes, Nama Vina Kichu Nahika Ara Tribhuvana Mahache. Any value you have to give in this world, that is to the holy name. But we are giving zero value to holy name, and we give value to all other things. We give value to the property. We give value to shares. So we give value to a person. So everything here in this world has some value. So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that any value has to be given, that is to the holy name. So the true value, the guna jnana, sarabhagina. Sarabhagina means one who can take essence from everything. Like Paramahamsas, they take essence. There are so many Vedic literatures. So Vedic literature also so filled with so many things that people get confused. But one who are sarabhagina, they know the exact essence. And yatra sankirtanayeneva. So they know that exactly just by performing sankirtan, that is congregational chanting of the holy name, sarva svarthopalabhyate. So one can attain a desired goal of life. It's so easy. So that's why the Kali Yuga may be very, very degraded, but those who know the essence, they worship this Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and given the topmost secret, the most, like in the four Vedas, it is not revealed by some, like one day Gaurang Prabhu was telling us that he was in one program, JJ program, then some Muslims came and they told that, where is the name of Krishna in Vedas, four Vedas. So, or they were asking, so you are saying that that Allah is Krishna. So, it has to be mentioned in Quran. So, Gaurang Prabhu said, the name of Krishna is also not mentioned in Vedas. What to speak of Quran? So, in the four Vedas also, name of Krishna is not mentioned. So, in this way, we see that Vedeshu Durlabha Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. So only by Vedic scriptures, we cannot know the real essence of religion. Only by Atma Bhakto. So the great sages, by their devotion, then slowly, slowly the knowledge was revealed. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, it was completely revealed. Anarpita charim chirat korunaya avatrina kalo. Samarpita unna jala rasam subhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita sada kandara sparatuha sachinandana. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, so he gave anarpita charim chirat. Charim, anarpita means which is not offered. Charim chirat for a long, long, long time. And that merciful Lord, karunaya avatrina kalo, he has come to this material world and he has given samaripita unujjwalaras, that the highest, topmost spiritual knowledge, spiritual rasa, he has revealed to the entire world. So that's why, what is that unujjwalaras? So every day in Tulsi Aarti, we pray, that is what is ujjwalaras. So many times people just sing the Tulsi Aarti, but we should understand that such a deep meaning is there, this Tulsi Aarti. So the first stanza goes to say that Jetumara Sharanalay Tara Hoy Tara Vancha Purno Hoy. So anybody who takes shelter of Vrindadevi, his desires are completely fulfilled. Tara Vancha Purno Hoy. Kripa Kari Kara Tare Vrindavana Vasi. So he's saying that, what is my desire, where I want to go? I want to go to Vrindavan. So I want to become a Vrindavan Vasi. That is my desire. So it is not that spirituality means no desire. We should have no desire. Let Krishna send anywhere. There should be a particular desire. Because if you don't have desire, then there will be no impetus. So like the materialistic, they have desire to satisfy their senses. So that's why they are working so hard. So similarly, there should be desire. And that desire we are expressing in Tulsi Aarti. And in that Vrindavan also, then again one step ahead. Moraya abhilash vilas kunje divobas. So it is that where I want, not only in Vrindavan, but where there are vilas kunj. There are many kunjas of Radha and Krishna, where the pastimes take place. Nayane Heribo Sada Jugal Ruparashi. And always I will witness the pastimes, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So that's why there is a beautiful analogy. There is a Vedic tree. The roots are these four Vedas, and then trunk, Upanishads, and then branches, everything. And the fruit of this Vedic tree is Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why Sukadeva Goswami in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains that Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Sukhumukad Amrita Dravya Samhita. This Bhagavatam is the fruit of all Vedic knowledge, and it has been tasted by Sukadeva Maharaj. So it is more sweeter. And then again, this fruit, from this fruit has come a tree, because the root of our philosophy, Gaudiya philosophy, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is our root. That same fruit has become the root now. And from that, the trunk has come. That trunk is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then there are so many branches. That branches are other Goswami literatures. So many unlimited Goswami literatures are there. As there are unlimited branches, there are unlimited Goswami literatures. And then there is the fruit of that tree. And that tree is the Vaishnava Padavali, the songs written by the great Vaishnava Acharyas. There are many Vaishnava, there are more than 20,000 Vaishnava Acharyas, songs. So that is what is explained in, that is a fruit. So Mora Abhilash Vilas Kunje Dibhubas. So those all Vaishnava Padavalis, they describe these Vilas Kunj pastimes. Like there are Dan Leela, Man Leela, Noka Vilas, Kunj Bhang. So there are so many different kind of Leelas. That is the aim, to witness those pastimes. So every day there is newer and newer Leelas being performed. So that we are asking. Nayane Heribo Sada Jugal Ruparashi. Jugal Ruparashi means the wonderful pastimes of the Radha and Krishna. We don't want to become Krishna or Radha, or we don't want to enjoy with Krishna, but we just want to witness the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Ei Nivedana Dhara Sakhir Anugata Kara. So here he is praying that my Nivedan, my prayer, Sakhir Anugata Kara. Sakhir Anugata means they are manjaris. So in the entire universe, there are so many living entities, those who are staying in heaven, in the earthly planet. Then there are, as one day our Sri Chaitanya Prabhu was describing, so many Anandas, Parama, Bhava Ananda and this, that. So many Anandas are there, Seva Ananda is there. But among all Anandas, among all living entities, the Manjiris, they experience the topmost pleasure in the entire creation of the universe, means Krishna's creation, spiritual as well as material creation. So that Mahaprabhu, that Unvajalaras, that Mahaprabhu has revealed. So this is the most topmost secret. So as we see how it is contradiction, the more the age is degraded, the more the spiritual secrets are revealed, the more secrets are revealed. So that's why those who are, that's why this Kali Sabhajayanti Arya. So one who are very intelligent, they should worship this age of Kali, because the topmost secret is revealed in this age. So that's why the Lord, as a perfect father, he's so caring that he wants that all living entities should get the topmost thing, should get the topmost thing. But we ourselves don't know what is good for us. So yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. Every time Krishna is doing so much for us to give us the topmost thing, but we are so fools that we want to stay here, or we are so much attached to other things. As one day our Gopinath Chandra Prabhu was explaining his Bhagavad Gita class, that ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. So what Krishna expects from us is that devotional service which is ahetuki, which is without motivation, apratihata, and without interruption. And when a living entity does that, then only yatma suprasiddha, then only a living entity will be completely be satisfied, isn't it? It's completely satisfied. So Krishna doesn't want to compromise with any other thing. So every living entity has to understand that unless and until we come to that position of ahetuke pratihata, we will not be completely satisfied. There will be always be hankering and lamentation. So that's why when Gop Kumar, he traveled so many universes, and then when he met Krishna in Golok Dham, that time he was completely satisfied. So in this way, we have to understand that Krishna is so merciful that the more the age is degraded, more the secret of the scriptures are revealed, and those who are intelligent, yajantihi sumedasaha. So one who are intelligent, they will take to this Krishna consciousness, it is chanting of the holy name, and that is Golokhara Premardhan Harinam Sankirtan. So this is direct the Premardhan of Golok Vrindavan. So there is nothing to lament as such, seeing the degraded condition of this Kali Yuga. But instead, we should be very fortunate that in this Kali Yuga, just by chanting of the holy name, we can achieve perfection of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any question, comments? Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.